What's going to make tonight's hockey game interesting is that the Evergreens have been playing much better in the last week or so. They come in at 4 wins and 4 losses after that 0-3 start. Stevens Point 3-3-1, so one of these teams will climb above 500 for the season by the time this night is done. Maybe, just maybe, Spash is a little bit down from what we saw last year. Hard to say. Meet the goalies. Nathan Siklavan, a junior, owns 2 wins against DC Everest from last season. One of them a shutout. Michael Moe starts for DC Everest. The Evergreens faced losses to Spash last year, 3-0 and 3-1. Spash last year was a 19-3-1 hockey team, and they were Wisconsin Valley Conference champions. Spash in the home white, trimmed in black and red. Evergreens are in their road green, trimmed in white and yellow. We gather at center ice as we're ready to drop the puck here at KB Willett Arena. Chris Babiarz to take the face-off for DC Everest against Nick Larson. The puck drops, and we're underway on Fox Sports Radio. Spash controls the opening draw. Greg Chilikowski almost brought the puck into the zone. Instead, it's poke-checked away down the near boards. And Spash trying to get organized behind their own net. They'll have to rush the length of the ice as we are just underway. And here's a pass that's intercepted. Shot on goal from Babiarz, just wide. Evergreens got the first opportunity off a Spash mistake and just missed. Sent it wide to the left post. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Nope, Spash takes it away. Grant Chilkowski trying to clear, and Spash does clear. Small sheet of ice here at KB Willett Arena. We play in close quarters. Face-off now, a puck slides along the boards in front of us and goes behind the Spash net. Partial change for DC Everest. Brady Burrell sent it in. Spash coming back the other end. And now Spash will have their first opportunity in the offensive zone. Jake Jaworski sends it behind the net. Michael Moe is guarding that near pipe for Spash. Comes back out to the point. This could be an open shot. Wrist shot with a lot of traffic in front. Michael Moe gets a glove on. Save. Sent on goal by Captain Grant Chakowski. And Michael Moe guarding the right-hand post. Gloved it there. He was screened for a while. Face-off's going to come to his left in the Spash zone. Face-off controlled by Spash. Unable to locate the puck, though, is Kobe Keller. Evergreens fight for it, try to get it out of there. Tyler Kohler is part of that defensive effort. Now this is sent on goal and sticked away. Mason Chakowski. Sent into the corner. Spash looks to control. See if the Evergreens can get it out of there. They've got Derek Tomchik in here. Tomchik part of that second line. Unable to get the puck out of there. Spash goes right back out to the point. They've had the better of the early action. And here's a wrist shot on goal. Blocker save. Jacob Dunfries put it on net. Moe sends it into the corner. Evergreens try to counterattack here. Instead, they'll get it down the ice. They'll get a partial change. In fact, both teams able to change up here as Spash will rush the length of the ice. Puck at center ice goes off the stick of Alex Danger and goes all the way behind the Evergreens net. Danger is there to try and push it up, back out to the red line. He loses control of the puck, and Spash has it there. And now the Evergreens come back the other way. Evergreens are offside. 14:52 to play first period. No score between DC Everest and Stevens Point on Fox Sports Radio. Face-off will come all the way back down at the other end. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest Sports. We're going to pull both the players out for the face-off. Jared Houck was trying to jump the puck there. Houck stays on, wins the draw, and fights for it behind the net. Spash looking to center. There's a good takeaway. Stick check there, Nate Burns. Burns almost centered in front of his own net and almost sent into the skates of Avery Allard. Evergreens look a little disorganized here in the early going. Allard sends it down to center ice, right in front of our broadcast position at the red line. Spash fighting for it, waiting to try and get on sides, and the puck comes loose, so Spash retreats. Matt Hoyt trying to control for the Panthers. And Tyler McHugh, and puck goes up into the bench area. We'll have a stoppage here. Both teams will change up during the stoppage. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying central Wisconsin hunters with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Face-off just outside the blue line. Evergreens control, but it goes behind the DC Everest net. Derek Tomchik there to retrieve it to Nate Burns. Hawks. Fash has had the better of the opportunities so far. Evergreen's trying to get something going. Sent ahead, skating onside is Brady Burrell. Burrell fights for it in the corner. It's behind the Spash net. Evergreen's looked to dig it out there and looking to center. Unable to hold the zone. Spash would have had a two-on-one with a better pass. Instead, it's an opportunity lost. And Derek Tomczyk for the Evergreens sends it back the other way. Spash now onside, sent into the corner. Nick Larson sent it there. Now Larson's got to fight for it in that far corner. Puck is briefly tied up along the boards. Evergreens look for it to come free. It comes free in front, almost in front of Michael Moe. You know, the Evergreens are lethargic here in the early going. A couple of times now that we've seen loose pucks come free in front of the Evergreens net, and it just happened again. And Michael Moe sticks it off into the corner. The Evergreens are not careful. They'll give up a cheap goal, and they'll be playing from behind tonight. Comes back out to the point. Shot goes into the skates from Mason Chilkowski, and now it's in the boards. Now it's behind the net. Moe had trouble locating it for a moment. He's got it now. Comes back out of the point for Spash. Mason Chilkowski's shot goes wide in the corner. Fighting for it there in the corner is Jake Jaworski. Jaworski looking to center here. Brock Caulfield unable to hold the zone. That was a bad pass, and Spash cannot hold the zone. Evergreen sent it down. Michael Plaza sends it into the corner. Evergreen's going to get a new line out there. We are scoreless in the first period. And that's fortunate for the Evergreens. They've been outplayed in the early going. 12 and a half minutes to play. Puck is now behind the Spash net where a Spash defender, Mason Chilkowski, is waiting for it. Spash tries to start their rush. It's sticked away by Alex Denger, and Denger sends it into the corner. See if the Evergreens can get a sustained attack here, something we have not seen so far tonight. Spash has had the better of this early action. Evergreens now hold the zone. They go out to the point, little traffic in front. Puck goes loose into the corner, and Tyler Kohler's going to have to fight for it for D.C. Everest. Can't control it. It's a two-on-one coming back the other way for the Panthers. Skating on goal as Jake Jaworski looks to center. Goes just wide. Best scoring opportunity so far of the game. It is a one-and-done, though. The puck comes back off across the blue line. Spash sends it back in. Yeah, there was a two-on-one breakaway, and again, the Evergreens just seem like they're skating slower here. Another takeaway shot just off the blocker. Austin Haas got that takeaway and launched it on net. And Michael Moe has been tested here. Puck goes out of bounds into the bench area. We've got a stoppage with 11:41 to play, first period. And again, these teams just look like they're playing at different speeds. Spash looks razor sharp, and the Evergreens look a little dull here in this midway point, first period. Evergreens control the faceoff. Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk pushes the puck forward. He was looking for Chris Sackman a little too far, and Spash takes over at the red line. Evergreens look to push back. Sackman fighting for it. One of the Spash players loses his stick. Got some lumber on the ice here. And again, loose puck fought for by Spash. Jared Houck is onside. Sent it to the corner, far corner for one of his teammates. Grant Cherkowski fighting for it there. Comes back out to the point. Slap shot just wide. Matt Hoyt just missed that far right post. Spash holds the zone. Fighting for it there is Austin Haas. Haas behind the net, thinking about a wraparound, goes for another teammate behind. Michael Moe screened for a moment, was down on his knees for a shot that never came. Spash looking for a better opportunity. They fight in the corner. Yeah, Spash has had all of the scoring opportunities so far in this first period. Still 0-0. Controlling in the corner, Jared Houck comes back out to the blue line, and there's a pass that's taken away by the Evergreens. Two on two if they push forward instead. Evergreen slotted into the corner and will take a change here with 10.5 minutes to play. Spash comes back out the other way. They'll rush the length of the ice. Grant Chilkowski to the red line, now pushes forward. They're onside. Nick Page just a little bit beyond his stick. The Evergreens send it back out of the zone. Yep, the Evergreens have been on their heels for the entire match so far tonight. Evergreens now try and launch their counterattack, skating it onside. Here's Michael Plaza. Plaza looks to leave it for his teammate Chris Babyars. Here's a shot just off the blocker. That was Babyars with a good opportunity there. Michael Plaza holds it in. Goes back to Babyars looking to center. Plaza from short range just missed. He was only 10 feet away and sent it right into the pads of the Spash goalie Nathan Siklavan. Siklavan twice last year against this Evergreen team allowed only one goal and was in net for two Spash wins. Those were the two best D.C. Everest scoring opportunities so far. Once from Babyars and once from Plaza. Send it down the length of the ice as Spash for the first time was under some defensive pressure. Icing's the call. Will come back the other way. Clock stop. 9.5 minutes to play. First period. Evergreens Hockey, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Faceoff comes to Siklavand right. Evergreens control the draw, but nope, Spash gets the puck from behind the net and breaks the zone. Played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey here, still scoreless. Spash almost had a takeaway. They were offsides for a moment, had to wait at the blue line, and the Evergreens take the puck back. Long pass. Evergreens will have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Nope, poke checked away. Puck is loose at the red line. Evergreens fighting for it. Grant Dennis, good stick handling. Big contact. Two Spash players just collided. While they get up, Evergreens come in looking to center for Grant Dennis. It's off the back of his stick. Evergreens were looking for Derek Tomczyk to set up that opportunity. Opportunity missed. Pass a little wide. Evergreens send it back into the corner. Partial change here. 8.5 minutes to play. Scoreless first period. Spash has the puck, pushes forward. There's a pass a little too long. Evergreen's defender waiting there and sends it back to center ice. Jacob Dunfries fights for it along with Mason Chilkowski. Chilkowski's a good defenseman. Senior, and he's a big, big player on the ice. Tyler McHugh tries to push it forward for Spash. And Austin Haas had his stick tied up. So Spash tries to hold the zone here. Nope, Evergreens take it away. And the Evergreens try and mount their counterattack. Skating onside here. There's Colin Humphrey. Gonna take that back. Avery Allard. Avery Allard skates behind the net, looking to center just a little bit wide for Matthew Yonke. Yonke was going to have a shot there with a better pass, and instead that opportunity goes by. The Evergreens can't hold the zone. Comes back out to center ice. Spash now has the puck down on the Evergreens end, and the Evergreens get it out of there. Back to the red line. Panthers control. Panthers give it away to Brady Burrell, who gives it right back. Both teams a little disorganized here. The scoring opportunities have been a little bit harder to come by for the last 2 or 3 minutes of live action. On a change, Spash will try and rush the length of the ice. Hard check into the boards. We play on, and the Evergreens send it right back behind the Spash net. Fighting for it there is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz trying to be Johnny on the spot in the corner. Comes back out, and holding the line is Nate Burns. Burns swings it across to Alex Danger. Danger's shot on goal. Stick save down low. It's loose behind the net. And for a moment, Siklavand didn't see it, and the puck is tied up behind the net. Got caught in the netting there. We've got a stoppage. For as good a start as Spash got off to, Spash had all the early scoring opportunities in the first period. The last 2 or 3 good scoring opportunities have belonged to the Evergreens. With a faceoff coming just outside the blue line here, the draw is loose all the way to the other end of the ice, and the Evergreens retreat and get the puck here. Michael Plaza. Plaza tries to push forward. Evergreens are onside. Alex Danger into the zone. Danger is hit hard. We've got a whistle. Stoppage. Puck goes up into the netting. 7:07 to play. First period. Faceoff is going to stay here in the Evergreen zone. It's going to come to Siklavan's right. Evergreens look to control, try and make something happen, but it's Spash that wins the draw. Mason Krakowski sends it out to center ice and onside. Nick Page looking to counterattackers. A shot saved down low with the stick. Grant Chilkowski sent that on goal. It's the first time that Michael Moe has seen a shot in the last 4 minutes of play, trying to center from behind the net. Moe disrupted that. Another shot on goal. Loose in front. Moe doesn't see it. A lot of traffic in front. Shot save, and it's underneath Michael Moe. Opportunity there for Nick Page on the loose rebound. Evergreen's goalie covered up with a lot of traffic in front there. 6:41 to play, first period. We are still scoreless between D.C. Everest and Stevens Point. Michael Moe felt a little pressure there. Faceoff is coming to his right as Fash tries and holds the zone. And they control off the drop. Matt Boyd. Traffic in front. We've got a Spash player who's down and maybe hurt. A little slow getting up. He's going to get off the ice. Evergreens will have a 4-on-3 if they hurry. Pass was a little behind. Tyler Kohler. Play a little slow in developing. And the Evergreens have it stick checked out of the zone and send it right back in. Goalie Nathan Siklavan with his stick leaves it off for one of his defenders. Spash will try and rush the length of the ice. Evergreens try and hold it in. At center ice, fighting for it there is Alex Danger for the Evergreens. Comes free, across the blue line. 1-on-1 and stick checked away. Tyler McHugh is going to have an opportunity there. And it was disrupted by Avery Allard. Puck now skips over the boards. We have a stoppage at 5:55 to play in this first period. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio. Brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law. Proud supporters of local high school sports. And Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators. Serving the community since 1964. Call Glen Ray Radiators. Faceoff comes in the smash zone to Michael Moe's right. Stevens Point sends it right behind the net. Jared Houck fighting for it. Out to the blue line. And Dylan Minch. Minch almost has it sticked away by Chris Sackman. Got a whistle. Stoppage. We have a penalty here. Or did that puck go out of play? Puck did go out of play, and we're going to go all the way down to the other end for a face-off in the Evergreens half of the ice. Controlling the face-off is Matthew Yonke. Evergreens keep it in. They had a man in front. Grant Dennis was unable to score it on goal. Went off his stick and went into the corner, and the Evergreens unable to control the zone. Skating back to get it is Derek Tomczyk, but Tomczyk's pass is taken away by Dylan Minch. Center ice now as the Evergreens fight for it, and it's Spash that gets the loose puck and sends it behind the Evergreens net. Tyler McHugh is there along with Austin Haas. Evergreens trying to keep it from the corner, trying to take it away. It's on the stick now of Derek Tomczyk. See if he can get it out of there. Well, so far Spash has come up with most of these loose pucks in the corner, and now it comes free, and that's sent right back into the corner. Spash seems to be the bigger and in some ways the more physical team right now. They're winning that battle for the puck in that far corner. Comes out. Here's a centering pass taken away. Evergreens will see if they can make something happen here with Chris Sackman. Sackman sends it into the zone. The Evergreens will get a partial change here. As Spash retrieves, and they'll come up the length of the ice. Along the near boards. Here's Jared Houck. Lost control of it. Back out to the red line. Sends it back in. Evergreens now get it from the corner. Spash is going to fight to hold the zone here. And Spash does indeed keep the puck in. Nick Larson looking to center. Little traffic in front. Sticked away by Chris Babiarz into the corner. Where Brady Burrell will try and get it out. Now the Evergreens behind their own net. They'll rush the length of the ice. Sent off the boards. Looking ahead for Michael Plaza. Nope. From the red line it's on goal and save. Matt Poyt sent it on net. Goes behind the net here. Michael Moe had a good look at that one. And the Evergreens now come right back the other way. It's on to Babiarz's stick. Stick check from behind, but the Evergreens hold the zone. Brady Burrell. Nope, Evergreens can't hold it. Coming back, a breakaway at the other end. Jacob Dunfries scores! Counterattack for Spash. And Jacob Dunfries goes upper left and beat Michael Moe. He had a breakaway when the puck came out and put it in the net with 3:47 to play first period. Spash takes a 1-0 lead. Well, it was bound to happen. The Evergreens defense a little bit lethargic, and that was just a case of one player outskating the rest of the Evergreens team. Spash up 1-0. An even strength goal, and we'll see if DC Evers can have an answer. Quick counterattack goal for Spash to give them this 1-0 advantage. And now the Evergreens are going to try and get to the first intermission without any more damage done here. We're going to have a face-off just outside the blue line. The assist goes to Grant Schakowsky. And Spash has that 1-0 lead. Again, this is an Evergreen team that scored only one goal in two combined meetings when they played Spash a season ago. Spash may not be the conference champion team that they were a season ago, but they still seem to have the best of the action here. Retreating behind the net, Stevens Point now comes out to the red line where the Evergreens send it back in. Evergreens are going to get a partial change here. We played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey, penalty-free first period. Out to the red line, Spash has a 2-on-1 again if they hurry. Colby Keller unable to control. Puck skips over the plexiglass and we have a stoppage there. 3:54 to play, first period. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Face-off here will come to Michael Moe's right. Jared Houck to take the draw for Spash. against Brady Burrell, and it's briefly loose in front. Michael Moe is down there with the pads, trying to guard anything from going between the wickets. It's behind the net. A little bit of traffic in front. Now comes back out to the point. Wrist shot, almost screen. Michael Moe comes up with a big save. Matt Hoyt sent that on net. And Michael Moe blocked it right in his chest and quickly covered up. Face-off is going to come again to Moe's right. Puck's now behind the net as Spash wins that draw. Thinking about a wrap around there, a lot of traffic. Jared Hout now along the near boards. Looking to center, Evergreens poke it away and get it out of the zone. Comes back out to center ice. Fighting with a shot on goal, just a little wide. Alex Denger sent it on goal. Evergreens now fight to hold that zone. Michael Plaza trying to center behind the net. Nope, Spash takes it away. Spash is going to have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Skating onside, Jared Houck, and Houck has it slide off his stick and didn't really get it on goal. Instead, went into the corner. Spash looks to hold. Under 2 minutes to play in the period. Behind the net, thinking wraparound. Nate Burns providing the defense for the Evergreens. Comes back out to the point. Matt Hoyt's unable to control it. Evergreens have a 1-on-1 coming the other way. Michael Plaza had that puck stick checked away from him. Evergreens looking for a penalty, not called. Sent back the other way. 1:40 to play. It's behind the Evergreens net. Evergreen defender has it. BC Everest looks to rush the length of the ice. Instead goes off the stick of one of the Spash skaters and up into the crowd here at KB Willett Arena. Spash leads 1-0. We are late first period. We'll talk about the difference in hockey that we've seen here in the second half of this early stage of the season versus that lousy 0-3 start. We'll talk about it with Coach Dan Van Slyke between periods here on Fox Sports Radio. Faceoff is just outside the blue line. Spash controls and sends it right behind the Stevens Point net. Fighting there is Grant Chilkowski, who already has an assist. Takeaway briefly loose on front. Nick Larson couldn't put a stick on it for Spash, and instead it gets sent away by one of the Evergreens defenders into the corner, and the Evergreens are able to break the zone. We're going to go under a minute to play here in the period. Pucks at center ice. Evergreens up along the far boards. Chris Babiarz is onside. Loses control, goes behind the net. Brady Burrell is looking to center. And over there, Austin Shiro. Spash had a shot go off goal there. Evergreens put it on net and goes into the corner. Evergreens trying to fight for it there in that corner, seeing if they can center it. 50 seconds to play, 45 seconds now. Puck does come free, and Spash will have a final rush here. They send the puck into the far end. Evergreens fight for it behind the net. Centering, loose in front. Michael Moe got a stick there and got it out of danger for a moment. Got a lot of loose pucks that have come out loose in front of the Evergreens goal. Evergreens try and counterattack, but Brady Burrell skates down into the corner. Tries to go back out to the point to Michael Plaza. Can't hold it. 20 seconds left in the period. Spash with a rush the other way, but unable to control that puck is Jake Jaworski. Evergreens take it back with Alex Danger. Now we have 10 seconds left in the period. Evergreens have it behind their own net looking for a final rush. They're unable to get that organized. Avery Allard there, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, slides the puck up to center ice, and that is where the first period comes to an end.